Hello everyone, welcome to Kausai Chow. The artwork next to you is called Our Celestial Commons. My name is Michelle, and my team members Marco, Parco, and Scarlett are from the Village Commoning team at the University of Hong Kong. Village Commoning is a research initiative established since 2021 at the University of Hong Kong, led by Ms. Vinci Mack, Senior Lecturer at HKU Division of Landscape Architecture. The team seeks to derive a community-led model of village revitalization. The goal of this creation is to utilize the framework of commoning to work together with Kausai villagers to co-create an artwork. Through our interactions with the villagers, it is apparent that they have a deep sense of pride and attachment to their identity as fishermen. In the past, Kausai villagers made a living by fishing, often working from sunset to sunrise. One of the key features of Kausai is you can appreciate both the sunrise and sunset at the village, with the changing sky and the position of the sun representing the rhythm of life. Villagers have the wisdom and experience to predict the conditions of the sea with just one look at the sky. They often talk about the sky and sea to predict the weather. However, the ever-changing conditions of the sea make it unpredictable. In addition to their earthly knowledge, Kausai villagers call upon their deity, Hongsheng, to protect them all. Villagers listen to the sky and leave their destiny in the hands of the cosmos and at the mercy of nature. The sky represents the weather and their deity. Now, although the lifestyles of villagers have changed and most of them live in different places, the villagers still live under and share the same sky. The concept of an all-encompassing sky has become a vital connection between villagers and has become the core idea of our work. The colorful installation next to you, Our Celestial Commons, is the canopy we created together with local villagers. The inspiration and form of the artwork comes from the moment when fishermen cast their nets, an action that every Kausai villager knows very well. There is a narrow opening at the end of the artwork to enter the interior of the canopy that you may have to squat halfway to pass through. This form is the crouched body shape of fishermen before they cast their nets in the old days. It also reflects the living space of fishermen on fishing boats in the past. Standing right in front of the smaller opening, facing towards the sea, is the best place to appreciate this artwork. Here, you are surrounded by continuous patches of colors of the sky that become an extension of the sky beyond. The frame you see in front of you is the scenery that the villagers of Kausai Village see every day in front of their homes. If you look now, what color is the sky behind the mountain? Moving forward, I invite you to sit under the canopy, enjoy the breeze, and watch the thousands of colors of the sky from a distance. You can also get closer to the color plates to intricately appreciate the details of each piece. You will find that each one of the hundreds of color plates comes from villagers. From sunrise to sunset, from sunny to cloudy, different colors tell different stories, but they are all referencing the same sky. Accompanying the artwork is a small photo album, recording the story behind each color plate and sharing the details of life in Kausai. If you would like to know the story behind each color plate, you can go to the story room or ask the staff on site to borrow the album. Through Our Celestial Commons, piece by piece, story by story, all of the elements intertwine, embodying the sentiments of Kausai villagers.